Corey LePage, you are vying for the NDP nomination in Timmins riding. Tell me a little bit about yourself first, please.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So a little bit about myself. I was born and raised in Timmins. I completed my education locally as well, earning my bachelor's in business administration from Université de Hearst. And now I work as a financial advisor at Caisse d'Alliance. So I'm proud to be bilingual. Je parle français. I've also supported the NDP since before I was able to vote. So I'm 24 years old now. So I've been supporting the NDP for several years because I truly believe in its core values. So things like access to healthcare, affordable housing, and supporting our working class. And now, like I said, now that I'm 24, I believe it's time for a new generation of leadership with fresh ideas, different perspectives. And that's why I'm running.
Okay. Now, you're running because you agree with those core values, but do you think the NDP has a chance of forming government?
I think everything is up in the air right now. Nothing is certain, not even when the next provincial elections will be held, and I think that'll play a major factor on what happens. It's hard to predict these kinds of things. I think that the Ford government has had 7 years now to show Ontarians and people of Timmins what their agenda is. And I truly believe that in a lot of things, their policies or lack thereof has really been lacking for things that are important for Ontarians and, again, for people of Timmins, like things that we still are lacking, hundreds of family doctors throughout the province in Timmins as well. We're missing hospital beds for people that fall ill. Looking in Timmins, as we all know, anyone who lives in Timmins are aware of the problem, of the issues that we have, like the drug epidemic and the crisis that we have with homelessness. So public safety is a major factor, and that certainly has not gone better in the last 3 years of having conservatives in power. So I think that if, depending on how campaigns go, when campaigns start, Ontarians will be able to see that the conservatives have not been able to fulfill their promises while they've been in government. So I think there is a chance, certainly, that the NDP will be able to form next provincial elections.
Now, locally, you'll be up against George Peary. That's a pretty formidable opponent.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to discussing and meeting George properly as the when I become the candidate for the riding. I think George is a nice guy, definitely probably has the best intentions as well. We just disagree with a lot of things in terms of policy and how to move forward and wait for Timmins that's the best for people in our community. So I think it'll be very interesting. I'm not sure how long we'll have in terms of the campaign and what exactly that'll entail. But I'm looking forward to it.
You've been endorsed by Gilles Bisson. How important is that?
I think that having Gilles' endorsement and Gilles' support throughout this whole process and moving forward into the campaign is essential. Obviously, he has the experience. He has been through this number of times, so he knows what he's doing. And I think that's a great advantage for my campaign, obviously, being that, like I stated, I have not been in politics for a number of years. This is my first campaign, and having someone as experienced and knowledgeable when it comes to these kinds of things and knowing what they're doing is going to be very essential for our campaign moving forward.
You've mentioned a couple times that we don't know yet when the election will be. When is the nomination process over for the NDP candidacy?
So our nomination meeting will be held on January 16th, and as of that date, I will be confirmed as the candidate for the riding. And then, so moving forward, we'll be simply waiting for when the elections will be called.
Okay, so you don't expect to have any opposition, anyone else vying for the nomination?
No, as of right now, I was the only person who filled the process of becoming a candidate contestant. So it will essentially just be a shoe-in for on the 16th to confirm my nomination as the candidate.
Has the deadline expired to show your interest in the candidacy?
I don't know if there's necessarily a deadline that's expired, although I know that there was a number of candidates that were vying and interested to do it. And as of right now, I was still the only person who was moving forward with it.
All right. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Anything to add? If I had to say maybe a little bit more about myself and what I am vying to do to become, well, now become the next MPP for tenants. So I think that, like I already mentioned, I bring a fresh perspective, the energy needed to tackle the issues that are important for us and tenants. For the last 3 years, we've had an MPP in full support of the Ford government's policies. And to me and to a lot of people, it's clear that these policies, or like I said, lack thereof, have failed people in the north and just across the province. So, and the NDP is bringing forward real solutions, and I'll be giving it my all to make sure that Timmins gets the funding and services that we desperately need in some areas, whether it's improving public safety or ensuring that we have enough hospital beds and family doctors to support our community. So these are things that are important to me, and I'm fully dedicated, fully committed, and ready to bring the energy to the office to do the job.
Okay, Corey, thanks very much for this and good luck. Do you have a headshot of yourself that you can send me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
Absolutely.
yeah, if you can send that ASAP, so I can use it with the web version of my story.
Okay, absolutely. And then, sorry, one thing I just realized I didn't give a bit more detail on. So
Okay.
we discussed the nomination meeting will be held on January 16th. So it will be held at the Dante Club at 6 p.m. And also, our leader, Moritz Stiles, will be in town from the morning that day, and we'll be doing a couple events throughout the day, and she'll be present during the nomination meeting as well.